to follow preventative measures. And last but not least, in Australia we drive on the left side of the road. If you've never done this before, I suggest you start any driving in a quiet country town. And don't rent a car in downtown Sydney and hit the peak traffic. Even Australians are terrorised driving in Sydney. The other driving issue is to get used to roundabouts. We love them. Now enjoy the rest of the audiobook as we go in depth into the offerings at the various places where you can visit in Australia. Sydney, New South Wales. Introduction. So, you've decided to book a holiday to Sydney, Australia. But now you're not sure where to start because, frankly, there are just too many things to see and do. It can be overwhelming to plan a trip, and it's hard to choose what to do and what to miss out. However, help is at hand. Here are some top tips on things you should know and what you should experience while you're visiting one of my favorite cities in the world. Sydney, New South Wales, Part 1. Tip 1. In the words of Baz Luhrmann, wear sunscreen. Let's start with the basics, kids. Sun safety is a total must out here in Australia. You'll see so much naked skin over here it'll blow your minds. But anyone who is smart will have covered all that delightful dermis with some factor 50. At this point, some of you are shaking your head and thinking, I don't burn. I'll just buy factor 20. Or maybe you're one of those extra confident sun worshippers considering getting some tanning oil and working on a killer tan. Well, remember this. You've been warned. The sun down under is crazy strong. Even when it's cloudy, it's still working its way toward giving you some serious sunburn. So be cool. Stay smothered in sun cream and aim for the highest numbers. You won't regret it. Tip 2. Stay connected with a local SIM card. There are a wide variety of tourist SIM cards available from the moment you clear customs. If you want a bit more variety when it comes to providers, wait until you've left the airport and pick one up from a 7-Eleven, Woolworths, Coles, and most newsagents. Obviously, you need to be sure your phone is unlocked before you can make the most of these offers. Using a local SIM card will ensure you don't get ripped off on roaming fees when you finish your holiday and step back into reality back home. It also means you can find your way around Sydney easily using maps and any of the shared transport apps. More about that later. Tip 3. Drunk in love, but not on the beach. Sydney has some beautiful coastal beaches, and you'd be forgiven for thinking that they're the best places to chill out at the end of the day with a cold beer, especially while you watch the sun go down. But if you do that, you'll be at risk from some unwanted attention from the police. That's right, folks. Most public places, including parks and beaches, are alcohol-free zones. If you're caught with booze, you risk having it taken away and could get fined $220. These rules also apply for public events. There's usually security at the gates of these types of occasions, and they'll do bag searches, so don't waste your time or your money. Leave the bottles at home. Tip number 4. Get a little sand between your toes. Home to some of the most iconic shorelines in the world, Sydney has a plethora of beaches to choose from. More on these later. So you should consider spending a huge proportion of your holiday relaxing by the sea. However, as with a lot of things in Sydney, the beach can be delightful, but dangerous if you're careless. I don't want to put a damper on your sun time, fun time, but I sadly read a lot of articles in the local paper about people who've had accidents at the beach because they didn't understand some important facts about the sea. There are always signs about specific marine life that you should be aware of in the area of your choosing. Jellyfish are pretty common and come in a variety of shapes and sizes.